Thank you, everybody, for coming to the third instance of the Rainier Valley Lit Crawl. Thank you for being here. Let's give ourselves a round of applause for being here. My name's Greg. I am one of the co-organizers, along with Ronan, who you had to put up with at Spinnaker Bay, delightfully, I might add, and Jean, who you will be putting up with soon enough. We have three readers here tonight, but before I introduce them in succession, I would just like to thank Big Chicky for allowing us to use their space. Thank you, Big Chicky. And it looks like most of you already took the cue and bought food from them, which is amazing. I will add another kudos. It is amazing. So if you haven't already ordered, it comes out really fast. They have vegetarian and vegan options. It's delish. Some great Peruvian flair here in Hillman City. One more thing before I introduce the next set of readers. As Ronan said, we are may or may not be shifting up who's organizing this series of series, if you will. You can talk to us if you want to be involved in organizing it, but people always come up to me and they're like, yo, how do you choose the readers? How do you choose who gets to read at these things? Great question. We choose them if people want to be in them or if we want to, people to be in them. So people have approached us and asked if they could participate, and we have said yes and given them the space. If you're interested in reading or performing at a future iteration, you can contact us. We do prioritize people that live in this general area, and that means Southeast Seattle, however you might define that. But as you'll see from the readers at this particular venue, that could be not the only criteria. There are people from outside of Seattle. There are people from all over the place. So we're looking for just really cool work and cool performers and cool readers. So definitely hit me up or hit any of us up if you want to participate that way.
And cool organizers too.
We're not cool. It's not cool. It's cool to not be cool.
Yeah.
All right. So our first reader, you've already heard him toot his horn, so to speak, a couple of times already. Philip Randolph writes in a beach cottage in West Seattle. He's been writing poetry since 89. However, says Philip, quote, I have a great resistance to submitting for publication. Maybe it's the male submission thing. I don't submit to nobody, end quote. He also claims, quote, I have no sense of humor that I am aware of, unquote. Monsieur Randolph has also written numerous short stories and a memoir, Dying VT Papa, about his father's last 6 months, punctuated by stories of amphibious vehicles and magnificent well water extraction contraptions, and complicated by a brother's recovery from brain damage and by the family's struggle in behalf of a schizophrenic nephew. Philip's been working for 12 years on Lyft, partly a history of theoretical aerodynamics and partly an attempt to revive three superb physical intuitive bypassed theories of flight. He says, quote, okay, it's time to give up. I submit, or I will pretty darn soon, unquote. Everyone welcome, Philip.